The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. I'm here today with Dr. Greg Judice of Judice Sports and Rehab. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. And so you've opened your own practice now, and you've been open about how long?
About 9 months.
Okay, and what prompted you to want to open your own practice?
I worked for some different physical therapy practices, more corporate therapy practices, and I felt very limited by the model. They're more focused on volume instead of quality. And I didn't feel like the quality that I was able to provide at those type of practices was up to their standard that I wanted to hold myself to.
Mm. So has the change been good?
It's been a great change. You know, we've had some great success stories. Had some people that felt that they were almost like a lost cause because they tried so many different things. And that's not the case. You know, they really just need that personal care, that personal touch.
I run into that over and over again. Yeah, that's great. So what is your specialty, if you want to dive into that?
Absolutely. My specialty is working with the shoulder. It's a bit personal for my story of why I like the shoulders so much. I was an injured baseball player as a kid. I was a pitcher and injured my shoulder as a pitcher at, I think, 11 or 12 years old, and tried a bunch of different treatments, did therapy, did surgery consults, all that fun stuff, and was never able to get to the level that I wanted to be, and never was able to return to pitching at the level I was as a kid. In fact, I think I was throwing harder at 12 years old than I was at 18, just because I've always had something going on with my shoulder.
Oh, yeah, and you know, that touches home for me because, as we've talked about before, my son is 11 going on 12 and loves to pitch and is also a catcher. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk a little bit about that later on in the show. But that really touches home for me because I know how it is whenever somebody's really passionate about a sport and then can't do it the way that they want to.
Right. And yeah. That was a big deal. It took me away from a sport that I loved. You know, I may have been able to play past high school, but you kind of never know at this point.
Right, right. Yeah, so prevention is so important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So can you share some success stories that you've had with some of your patients?
Sure. I've got a patient right now. We'll call her Mrs. T, just for some HIPAA compliance there.
Yeah.
So she came in about 3 or 4 months ago. I met her at my grand opening, and she had a big concern of some shoulder pain due to arthritis. Mm. And she had seen a chiropractor once a week for about 5 years. She had seen a different physical therapist. She'd been told she needed a shoulder replacement. And she came to me saying, "You're my last option. I really, really don't want to have surgery. What can I do?" And so we spoke. We did a complimentary discovery visit, which is a way for me to get to know people and see if I would be a good fit for them. Well, we did that discovery visit, and just assessing her, assessing what her goals were, assessing the mobility in her joint. We did a little bit of treatment just as a trial to kind of see how things would go. And in about an hour, she was feeling 50% better. She's happy. So she went from thinking, "Man, I've got to have surgery. I've got to go through all these medications. I've got to," she's downtrodden about all these things that she's going to have to go through. And in an hour, she thinks, "Okay, I've got an option now. I've got a chance to avoid this surgery." And it was really rewarding to see that smile on her face.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow. So yeah, and what a difference an hour can make. That's pretty
absolutely
great.
Right.
Wow. All
and
right.
And she's not perfect now.
No,
but
sure.
we're working together kind of inconsistently with the summer vacation schedules and all that. But, you know, I see her maybe once every other week, and she's 70 to 80% better, and she's happy.
Yeah. And, you know, and just the power of hope.
Absolutely.
You know, after a visit and being able to go, "Okay, there's potential here. That's, That's amazing. So good. I'm so glad to hear that. And so can you go into a little bit more detail on the shoulder? I mean, there are lots of little parts in there that I think are kind of mysterious to us, like rotator cuff. And, you know, sure. Can you kind of go into a little bit of the pathology on that?
So the shoulder itself is a very complicated joint. The way I like to describe it is basically think of a golf tee and then a golf ball sitting on the tee. So it's a ball and socket joint. So think of that very shallow socket like a golf tee and a very large ball. And we're trying to balance the mobility and the stability of the joint. And that's pretty complicated because it's supposed to be a very mobile joint. Right? Think of all the motions that your arm goes through, reaching over your head, reaching behind your back, reaching across your body. Most joints don't move as far as the shoulder does.
No, that's a huge range of motion. I actually had never really sat and thought about that.
Right. And because it moves so much, you have to be really, really strong with really, really small muscles to maintain that stability. And so your question about the rotator cuff. The rotator cuff is actually a set of four muscles that maintain the stability in the joint. And because they're so small, it's somewhat difficult to strengthen the right muscles at the right time.
Huh. Okay. So, this also hits home for me. Like I had mentioned before, my father is a brick mason, and he's had surgery on the rotator cuff and then later had surgery again on the rotator cuff. So tell me a little bit about why it might be good to avoid surgery for as long as possible.
So the retear rate of rotator cuff surgeries is really quite high. I mean, for most surgeries, the success rate is in the 98 to 99%. For a rotator cuff, the data is kind of spread, but it looks like it's about 20 to 50% retear rate. And that's a huge retear rate. I mean, you're thinking 1 in 5 to 1 in 2 people having another tear and having to have another surgery. Where if we can avoid that first surgery by improving the mechanics of the joint or improving the strength of the rotator cuff, then we can avoid that altogether and not have to have the danger of a surgery to begin with, not have to have the medications, and then, you know, we're able to stay healthy and avoid all the negatives.
Yeah, well, and I'm thinking, what about the downtime, too, after the surgery? You know, like for him, it cost a lot of money to be off, right, and take that time off of work. I'm wondering, what's the difference between what you do and then with surgery? Is the downtime decreased, potentially?
Absolutely. You know, I would say most of the folks that I see that have rotator cuff repair that are post-surgical, you're looking at least 3 months off of work if you're any sort of laborer. If you're sitting at a desk, you might be able to get away with 4 weeks. But you're looking at least 3 to 6 months if you do any sort of physical job or manual labor.
Yeah, and I know that that can be hard to even get that much time off and still have a position to go back to.
Right.
Right. Wow. Okay. So, and same thing with arthritis, I guess?
So a little bit different story there. The way I like to describe arthritic changes or arthritis, think of if you were going to lay on a bed of nails, you would want as many nails as possible to help spread out those forces. Okay, kind of an odd analogy, but we're gonna roll with it.
All of that sounds bad, but yes, I'm going
right.
with you
right.
on this.
It's kind of an odd analogy. We're going to roll with it. You want as many nails as possible, so you want to spread out that force over as great of an area as possible. With arthritis, one of the biggest things that we see is a significant lack of range of motion caused by the arthritis. And so what I like to work on with arthritis is, first of all, helping the range of motion and helping the mechanics of the joint by improving that range of motion. And that also helps to spread out the forces.
Okay. All right. Now that makes sense. That paints a picture that I think most people can grasp.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So, you know, and you also had told me about a study at Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to give, I think there were some interesting stats there that you had wanted to share with the audience.
That was part of that retear rate that we were talking about.
Okay.
But basically, it's a good thing to try to avoid the surgery because the retear rate is so high. The bigger the tear, the higher the rate of retear.
Okay.
But the goal is to avoid the first surgery in the first place.
Got it. Okay. So just doubling back and re-emphasizing that. You know, I want to get into prevention and tips for that a little bit with people, though, so we can avoid all of this in the first place. You know, what are some common tips for prevention that you like to share?
The biggest one I would say is maintaining your range of motion. Like we talked about, spreading out the forces over a larger area is always a good thing. And so as you maintain your range of motion, you need to work on the strength in that area. Do you guys have show notes on this show? Like any way to?
You know, yeah. I mean, I have some that I keep on SoundCloud and also on Facebook, definitely.
Okay. I would love to provide some videos of some simple exercises that I give very frequently.
Awesome.
Is that something we can do?
Please. That would be amazing. Yeah. Awesome. So everybody look out for that.
Yeah. We'll do some videos, just some simple stretching and simple strengthening exercises that I give pretty frequently that are, you know, low level or starter exercises just to kind of maintain people that are feeling pretty good but want to feel a little better.
That's fantastic. Thank you. And so these exercises, are these aimed more at arthritis or what are there particular things that they're aimed at? Or
again, we're trying to maintain mobility and stability.
So just so general, really,
it's,
across the
it's
board.
It's kind of general, okay. Right? And so I'm not necessarily going to always treat someone with a rotator cuff injury significantly differently than someone with arthritis, because I want to assess where their range of motion is, where their strength is, and then really treat what their deficits are specifically to that person rather than treating the diagnosis.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you. So how can people start working with you?
We do offer a complimentary discovery visit, which is a 20 to 30 minute visit where we talk about what their problems are, what's bothering them the most, what their goals are, and then we do a physical exam to kind of go into what specifically is going on with that single person. And I think that's what's lacking a lot from the other model, the corporate model, is a lot of it is, oh, you have knee pain or you have shoulder pain, go do these exercises. And with this, we're able to spend the time to really get to know each person individually, get to know what their deficits are, and then really work towards those goals individually.
Got it. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Dr. Greg Judice of Judice Sports and Rehab. This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. I'm here with Dr. Greg Judice of Judice Sports and Rehab, and we're back to talk a little bit more. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about your practice before the break, and now I want to go into just a few more questions about the way that you're doing things and how it's a little different than what people might be used to. So one of those is you don't take insurance, and why is that?
Insurance reimbursement is really low for physical therapists here in Missouri, specifically in St. Louis, because there are quite a few physical therapy practices and physical therapy schools around. So because the reimbursement is so low, that almost forces the bigger corporate practices to see three or four patients an hour. And so that personalized care and that quality is just not there because they do not have the time to spend with each client. And so I decided that I want to answer to my patients and not answer to an insurance company. So yeah, it's not ideal for some people, but I know that the quality that I'm providing is what people really need.
And price is only an issue in the absence of value.
That's right.
That's my opinion. So I want to also talk about, so why is manual therapy important? And can you just explain a little bit about what manual therapy is for anybody that's maybe not familiar?
So manual therapy is hands-on therapy. So basically mobilizations, manipulations, helping the joints move better, helping the joints move as they're supposed to. If people have stiffness, that's when manual therapy would come in handy. And you can use that to improve the joint motion in almost every joint of the body. And then there's also the soft tissue side. So you have to, again, balance the soft tissue and the joint mobility, just like you need to balance the mobility and the strength.
Okay. All right. So in when you bring people in, you know, and I guess going back, like going to this question that we just talked about, and then also the insurance, like I guess people may be wondering, you know, is there imaging or MRIs or other things that come into play with what you're doing?
Because of our hands-on approach, we don't really need imaging. Imaging is expensive, and it's not really something that we need to tell you if this is broken or if this is torn. Typically, a lot of our hands-on evaluation and objective assessments, we can tell you whether something is severe enough or serious enough that you need to go see someone else. So typically we're trying to just find if you're appropriate for therapy or if you need the next level.
Okay. And do you only treat shoulders?
So we do treat all joints of the body, whether it's spine, hips, knees, shoulders, ankles, all of the above. you know, all joints have similar properties. So just because shoulder is our specialty doesn't necessarily mean that that's the only thing that we're good at.
Gotcha. Okay. And I have heard that you are very good at a lot of these different, these different joints. And so I guess you have another success story that you can share with us.
So I do. That's a good question. Mrs. S, again, we're going to protect her privacy.
Well played.
Mrs. S, she came in about 6 months ago. I met her at a speaking engagement. I was giving a presentation at a gym, and she decided she wanted to come in for that complimentary discovery visit. She was told that she needed to just settle with where she was because she had had a knee replacement about 5 years ago and never got her motion back. She was frustrated. She knew that she was walking differently. Her mechanics were different. She wanted to be active. She's nearing retirement age and wants to be different than her parents and be more healthy and do a lot more. And because of her knee replacement, she's not able to squat normally. She's not able to walk normally. When she goes on hikes, she feels it all the time. So she's frustrated, and she's tried so many different things. She's tried different types of therapies, more of the corporate style therapies. She's went back to the surgeon to ask, you know, what else can be done? This knee is not moving like it's supposed to. So she comes in for that discovery visit. Again, two or three treatments later, spending that hour really trying to see what's going on with her. We determine that there's a stiffness in her knee. And even though it's replaced, we can still do joint mobilizations at that knee. We spent two or three sessions working on that mobility. And by the end of that, she had gained 15 degrees of motion. She's walking normally. She's going up and down the stairs normally. She's participating at the gym without any sort of limitations. She's feeling awesome. And the biggest concern for her was, my knee is not the biggest pain right now. It's because I'm moving differently, am I affecting something else? She knows that if she's not walking normally, she's also not using her back normally and her hips normally and her ankles normally. So she's got a few different things going on all at the same time, all coming from the knee originally. So it kind of goes to show that, you know, just because your pain is in one area doesn't mean that that's, or, you know, just because your pain's in different areas doesn't mean it's not coming from one source.
Right. Yeah, it's all connected.
Absolutely. And it's all about treating the source, not just the symptom.
I love that. That makes me so happy. I can't tell. I just want to pause for a second to reemphasize that to the audience. You know, there is always hope. You know, in almost every situation, very seldom is there a patient that can't do a little more, that it can't improve. I was told so many times in my health journey that, like, I just had to accept where I was, and you're going to be on these medications and you're going to be in pain, and this is what's going to happen for you for the rest of your life. And I am sitting here today fine.
Right.
So it's so important to find practitioners like yourself who believe that there's always hope and there's always something more that can be done and are willing to do the work to get there. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. And just like both of my stories have been today, the patient testimonial stories, basically, both of those folks had tried so many different practitioners and they had almost given up hope. And, you know, there's no need for that. There's always another answer. And I would like to be that other answer for you guys that are having something like this. It's been going on for too long, or you've been told by your doctor to just take some medication and rest, or you've been told that, oh, you have to have surgery for that type of issue. Maybe not. You know, maybe this is not something that you need to risk your livelihood with a surgery or taking dangerous medications.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and I want to double back to, so Mrs. S's story, mm-hmm. where she had come and heard, she had heard you speak somewhere, mm-hmm. and you do a lot of speaking engagements.
Yeah, absolutely. We do presentations at gyms, whether it's a fitness studio or, you know, a group training gym or anything like that. I'm still looking for an engagement to be able to speak to baseball teams. Again, with the shoulder being my specialty, I would love to get up in front of coaches and parents and talk about shoulder health and prevention and trying to keep the kids on the field. Like, I was not able to stay on the field. I want others to be able to stay on the field.
I would love for you to do that because, yeah, I know my son plays tournament baseball, like I had mentioned, and he's 11 going on 12, and he's a pitcher and a catcher. And I can't tell you how many times you and I had a meeting, I guess so months ago, we sat down for coffee and we were talking and I told you that and you're like, oh, they don't put him in and do both in the same game, do they? And I said, well, so sometimes. So, every time that happens, I just cringe because, well, and you can share with the audience why that's an issue.
So the pitcher and catcher are the only two players on the team that are handling the ball every single play. So whether that pitch is thrown once the pitch is caught, both players are throwing the ball back and forth to each other, even if the ball is not in play. So they're the ones throwing it every single time. In a little league game, there are rarely any quick innings, right? There's errors in the field or there's hits. And so there's 20 to 30 pitches at least in each half inning. That's a lot of throws.
Yeah.
And it adds up. And especially after that pitcher has reached their pitch count, right? Your magical pitch count, whether that's 50 or 100, doesn't matter what age. Once they've reached that pitch count, they should be done with throwing.
Right.
And re-entering the game as a catcher, just because they're a really good athlete, is really dangerous because you're still throwing. It may not be max capacity, but it's still throwing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I guess, you know, since we're talking Little League right now, maybe it's a good time to segue into, I think we've mostly talked about adult cases, you know, as your success stories. As far as kids, is it different to work with kids and how?
It is a little bit different, mostly because the kids that I'm seeing are involved in sports. And because they're involved in sports, those sports are a little bit more physically taxing. So whether it's the mechanics of that sport motion, so for example, pitching mechanics is one of my favorite things to look at, or whether it's swimming, you know, those both involve a very repetitive motion. And because those repetitive motions can become stressful, they need to be done as close to perfect each time as possible.
Huh. Okay. Gotcha. So, you know, I feel like you've shared so much today. I just want to thank you for coming on.
This Absolutely. Is,
you know, and I want to, you know, kind of just touch one more time on, especially in the kids angle. You know, I know you've told me before that a lot of times when kids get to the point that they're coming to see someone like you, they've actually already had a surgery consult or gone down that line because that's the more traditional route that people are familiar with. What do you have to say about that?
We see that way too often. You know, if you're 14, 15 years old, you probably don't need surgery. You know, there's probably a way to strengthen around whatever issue you've got. It's most likely a repetitive stress type of issue, but it's highly unlikely that you've got a tear unless it's a trauma. And so we're trying to change that as a profession. As physical therapists, we're trying to become that first line of defense because a 14, 15-year-old doesn't need surgery. And if they do, we would be able to let them know because they're not making the progress that they're supposed to make or they're not able to gain the strengths that they're supposed to make.
Hmm. All right. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to share today? I want to touch on your dog lover. I saw that you had your dog at work recently.
We did. Yeah. So we have three dogs. And one of them, our youngest dog, Petey, he's actually in training to become a therapy dog. So hopefully he'll be a coworker someday.
So cool. I love that. Well, and you support Stray Rescue here in St. Louis.
We do. We partner with a company called Good Meets World, and we give a portion of our proceeds every month to Stray Rescue. We're big believers that companies that give or companies that care, you know, they're the type of people you want to do business with. And that's who we like to do business with as well.
Absolutely. Well, and if people would like to come and see you, Dr. Greg Judice at Judice Sports and Rehab, how can they reach you?
So you can check us out on our website. Our main website is www.stlouispt.com. That's STLOUISPT.com. Or if you want to learn more specifically about the shoulder, you can check out shoulderexpertstlouis.com.
Awesome. Thanks again for joining me.
Glad to be here.
This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. For more information about my health coaching services or to contact me, find me online at amandalaplante.com or call 314-583-6749. To listen to back episodes of this show, catch us on soundcloud.com/Get Real to Heal or on Facebook at Get Real to Heal. Have a great day.